Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
We've been dealing for the most part with issues of dreams and visions and all that. Many times people say they are under attack or there is a nightmare and they quickly become afraid. Let me explain to you now that not every bad dream you have is an attack of the devil per se. For example, there are some bad dreams that is unaddressed trauma. Something happened around you that is very traumatic and you have not dealt with it. Many times you begin to have bad dreams and nightmares based on that. Another thing that could give you nightmares can actually be sickness. Nightmares can actually be symptoms of sickness. You notice that many times when children have malaria, they start having some funny dreams. Even some adults. You are having some nightmares that is a result of a sickness in your body. Some things are malfunctioning. Another thing that can bring nightmares are some reaction to certain drugs. For example, when the COVID thing started, they said to a lot of people that we are taking the hydroxychloroquine that if we give you this drug, you have to realize that sometimes it can trigger hallucinations. So sometimes you take a particular drug, it triggers some kind of experiences, and you begin to have some nightmares. So some people can have some drug, maybe malaria drug, typhoid drug. They don't know how it works on their body because everybody's body doesn't react the same way to a drug. So they start having nightmares, not knowing that the nightmare is tied to the drug they are taking. It's not a demon. Why I'm explaining this is because many times we over-spiritualize things that everything we see, we start binding. It may be the drug you took that is making you have all the dreams of dead people, the dreams of attack. So I said nightmare can come from unaddressed trauma. It can come from symptoms of sicknesses. It can be a reaction to certain drugs. The fourth thing that brings nightmare is effect of sleep deprivation. There are people that tell you, oh, we just finished 7 days of night vigil. And then the first night I slept after the night vigil, I had an attack. Or I prayed all night from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m. And then I went to bed around 5 o'clock. If you do that in an extended period, sometimes sleep deprivation causes your brain to malfunction. You see, why I'm explaining this to you is because there are scientific reasons why some things happen different from spiritual reasons. So the person say, well, I just finished a prayer meeting and then demons are attacking me. It may not be demons. It's just that you have not been sleeping for a long time and your body is reacting to that effect. Because it makes a lot of people doubt whether their prayers was answered. It makes them feel as if demons are more powerful than God. How can I, after a night vigil, after this, suddenly I am having this bad dream? It's because you do understand that such things can be a reaction of your body to sleep deprivation. When you have some of this understanding, it calms you down. It makes you not overreact to certain issues. And it doesn't allow Satan to gain advantage of you. Because you finish a vigil, you had a bad dream, you attribute to the devil, you suddenly assume that your prayers were not answered, that nothing happened. But if you understand that it can cause that, then you calm down and you just take authority and move on. Another thing that can cause nightmares is when you immerse yourself in something scary. When you watch a horror movie deep into the night and then you go to bed, or you saw a war film deep into the night, you enter the dream and somebody is pushing you with a gun. You just immersed yourself in something scary. It's not devil. They didn't use juju to make the film. You are not hearing. You say, that film, there's demon in it. They used juju to make it. They didn't use juju. It's normal film. It's just acting. All the things you saw in that film, all the magic, everything was just acted. It's not juju. So no demon from the film is approaching you. I've given you about five. I say unaddressed trauma. Secondly, symptoms of sickness. Thirdly, reaction to certain drugs. Fourthly, effect of sleep deprivation. And fifthly, immersion in something scary. But then, you come to the last two. And that's the one we really need to deal with. And that is signs of demonic bondage. There are many times that evil dreams, nightmares, are actually signs of demonic bondage. And the seventh one, there can be curses and witchcraft projection. There are many times when evil dreams are from curses and witchcraft projection. So how do you know it's a demonic dream? How do you know? Let me start from the basic thing. It plants fear and it creates trauma. Anytime you have a dream and you wake up and the fear is very, very traumatic, something is trying to assess your inner man. You got to be careful because fear is a door opener in the realm of the spirit. So that's how to know that this thing is not normal. Secondly, it imparts affliction and infirmity. Any dream you have, you wake up in the morning and the evidence of the affliction or infirmity is physically on you. It's no longer a casual dream. It's a demonic visitation. You were in the dream and they slapped you in the night. You wake up and your brain is ringing. Your ear is still having the sign of a slap. They actually slapped you. You know, is anybody hearing me? It's not a joke. You were slapped. I remember one time our youth president at that time woke up in the morning and his finger, the middle finger, was divided into two. And what happened? He said it was in a dream and he saw somebody putting a safety pin, the kind they use on napkin, those big type, another. And he tried to pull it out the first time. It just came out. Second time, while he was pulling it out, he felt like something was tearing. And then he woke up and saw that his hand has turned into two. You don't need to be told that that's witchcraft. Many of the times, oh, dog is pursuing me in the dream. It's witchcraft many times. Many times. Something bites you in the dream. Physically, you wake up and there's sickness. It's not just a nightmare that happened by a trauma. It's a demonic attack. It imparts affliction or infirmity. The third thing is activates cycles of negativity. It activates an evil cycle. Every time it happens, it activates the evil cycle. There are women that when they're pregnant and they dream and see blood or red cloth or something like that, they just lose the pregnancy. And it happens again, happens again, happens again. So it activates cycles of negativity. Every time you had that dream, whatever you want to do in the morning is scattered. That's a sign that is demonic. Pastor, every time somebody is about to go with me to the village for traditional something, I have a dream. Somebody sleeps with me. He won't come again. You don't need to be told. That's activating a cycle of negativity. So it's a demonic dream. Now, one of the ways to know that the devil is messing with you is that when you have some of those dreams, it casts a dark shadow over your day. How many of you notice that there are some dreams you have? When you wake up in the morning, the whole day is spoiled. Everything is messed up. Satan is messing with you. And you need to take authority. You need to take authority. Somebody is trying to violate your covenant position. And whatever it is today, I curse it. Amen. How do you deal with demonic dreams? Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verse 1 to 3. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and give thee a sign or a wonder, and a sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now this is a very funny scripture. Somebody came to you and prophesied, and his prophecy is accurate. But the instruction he's giving you is contrary to scripture. God says, don't listen to him. He's a false prophet. But what he prophesied is accurate. God says he's a false prophet. He says it's a test on whether you're going to be faithful to your God. So not everybody that prophesied to you that looked accurate, you should listen to his instruction. And I want you to please be aware that there are times that people try to use dreams in order to hurt the word of God. But that's nonsense. Look at Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20. He said, to the law and to the testimony. Isaiah 8 verse 20. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Somebody say light. If there is no light in somebody, what is in that person?
Darkness.
If anybody's prophecy doesn't agree with what the Bible says concerning you, there's no light in that person. If any dream you have doesn't agree with your covenant with God, there's no light in that dream. So please listen to me. Dreams don't happen until you receive them. Prophecies are not activated until you accept them. The same way you reject a positive prophecy doesn't work. The same way you reject a negative prophecy doesn't work. The same way you disbelieve what God says, it doesn't work. You disbelieve the devil, it doesn't work. Because faith and fear works the same way. Faith and fear. Fear is faith in the negative. So he said, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light. Somebody say light. Jeremiah 23:25. He said, I have heard what the prophets say, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of a prophet that prophesy lies? Yea, the prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Quick thing to cause my people to forget my name by what? Now, anytime somebody is prophesying something stupid to you, something that is against the covenant, is trying to make you forget the name of the Lord by your dreams. What's the name of the Lord? It's a strong tower. The righteous run into that and are saved. The name of the Lord is your covenant position. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into that and are saved. The name of the Lord is everything done in Calvary, packaged and given to you. That's why Jesus said, in my name, by what I have done, you can cast out devils. So he said, they try to make you forget your covenant. Try to make you forget the power of your God by their dreams. Quick, they tell every man to his neighbor. I'm sure that is what they do. The moment they have that dream, they are quick to share it. So you see a lot of people in church who still behave as if prophecy today is prediction by native doctors. They're just there to frighten people. But in the New Testament, the Bible says prophecy is for edification, for exhortation, and for comfort. When somebody gives you a prophecy that doesn't line up with those three things, you know this is a lie from the pit of hell. Let's go a little bit down on that place. Number 28. The prophet that had a dream. Let him tell a dream. He's a storyteller. Tell us your dream. And he that had my word. Let him speak my word. How? Faithfully. Now look at the next question. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? What is the chaff? The dream. What is the wheat? The word. God say, which one will you take? The dream or the word? Which one will you eat? The chaff or the wheat? And then somebody calls from one local village and just say to you, I had a dream 2 days ago. I saw your casket and I saw 7 tatas following your casket. And I found out it was babies that were carrying you to go and bury. He said, the way the thing happened, I cry, wake up. And then something in me tells me I should call you. He said, I don't want you to die. Every dream I have on Thursday, it happens. Now, the prophet that has a dream, let him share his dream. The one that has my word, let him give my word faithfully. He said, what is the chaff to the wheat? So now, you say, okay, pastor, do I just ignore the dream? The next verse will tell you. Verse 29. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? So if that dream is there like chaff, what do you use to burn chaff? Fire. If that dream is as sure as a rock, what do you use to break rock? Whether the dream is chaff or that has no meaning, or the dream is sure like a rock, a demonic attack, the answer is still the word. He said the word is fire and the word is hammer. When you don't know the Bible, you suffer consequences. Lack of knowledge of Bible can kill you. He said when they send you that chaff, what do? Burn it with a word. How do you burn it with a word? Gather 2, 3, 4 Bible verses that are contrary to that prophecy. Throw this one. throw that one. Before you give it five, it don't catch fire. In fact, one is enough to burn it. Somebody said, I saw this thing happen to you. Just turn to him and say you to the righteous shall be well with him. And you walk away. You have burned that thing. Am I talking to anybody here? You have erased it with one word. With one word. And then he said, but what of if this thing is sure? Is as solid as a rock? What of if this is a word that is true? He said, the word is still a hammer. How do you handle a rock with a hammer? Most times, one hit doesn't break it. It's concentrated action. The moment you have a dream that's a bad dream, that's repeated or grips you so suddenly, and you know this thing, I need to handle it, you gather word. I didn't say long fasting, I say word. With or without fasting, word. If you do 20-day fasting without word, you will still have the thing happen. It is not the fasting that breaks the rock in pieces. It is word. My word is like a rock that breaks the hammer, that breaks the rock in pieces. Not my fasting. So, it's okay to fast, but you fast with word. Anytime you receive a negative dream or prophecy, get one or two or three scriptures that are contrary to that dream and boom, 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 until you obliterate it. Totally reduce it to nothing. So that you don't allow the devil put you in terrible bondage.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.